Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Teenager Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Mark.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Thomas.
And welcome back to the podcast. Wow, Thomas, that was really like...
I know.
I don't energetic. Know where that came from, but...
And I'm Thomas. You're watching Disney Channel.
Bum, bum, bum.
That was very nice. Very nice. You know what? Proud Thank of you. You. Look at you go. What? Why is your energy so high?
I don't know. I just... the only thing I did was like... And I'm Thomas.
Yeah, that's pretty unusual.
Yeah, I know. I usually just say I'm Thomas, but I said and I'm Thomas.
Yeah, that
I'm
was proud like of an you. Extra word, dude. Where did you get the energy to say the extra word? It sounded like you had some coffee before this.
Oh yeah, I made everyone coffee.
Thank you. Thank for you.
That was really good.
Very
coffee.
Very good coffee. Thomas should open his own coffee shop. Very yeah. nice coffee.
Yeah. A donut shop.
A donut shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then say you, Thomas opened a new donut shop, but he was very sad because no one went.
Oh, wait, have you guys seen that though?
I have.
Yeah, yeah. Donut Bill's Donut Shop.
It was mm-hmm. really wholesome.
Mm-hmm. And after everybody went to his shop and like he yeah. sold everything. It was yeah. so sweet.
I know Casey Neistat like replied to that.
Really? Oh.
Guys, should we make a viral tweet and say how sad we are that no one listens to this podcast?
Wait, is that mean?
That's sad.
I don't know, man. People really be taking advantage of Twitter, do your thing. Hey, let's try it, guys. Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter at Teenager Therapy, and we'll be like, who should be the who has the like the most sad face?
Thomas you. Or Isaac? No, Isaac. Oh no, what? Isaac's face is just mad.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Who has the most?
I think Thomas. Sad face?
Thomas. Is
I don't.
No, I think I'm the most sad, but I'm not.
Cry
I don't
a
have
lot.
A sad
yeah,
face.
That's true.
I don't know. Like,
sad.
Most, like, heartbreakingly sad face.
We haven't seen Kayla sad.
Gael.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it that way.
Gael's just mad. Like, you guys are just mad.
No, Gael's face is just monotone. It's just like.
Yeah, it has no expression.
Yeah, it's bland.
Honestly, none of us have like a really,
Kayla,
really sad face.
I feel
face.
Like Kayla would have a sad face.
I don't see Kayla.
I've never
sad
seen
face.
Kayla sad.
Yeah. Kayla, get what? Sad.
No.
For Twitter.
Okay.
And he be
Kayla's sad because no one listens to her podcast. Please are sweet and come listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, available now. Anyways, so, you know, this episode, I want to talk about like colleges and stuff, you know, because. That's been on the news lately. Have you guys been on Twitter lately? Everything
yes.
there is the college scandal. Have you heard of it?
What's that?
Yes.
So, a bunch of celebrities and rich people got caught paying colleges to cheat their way into schools. Like, illegally. Like, what is it? It was like...
Like, they gave them more money.
Yeah, they gave them, like... Someone paid, like, $6 million to get into
a... Oh, so it's just, like, a bribe?
Not a bribe, and, like, they fake SAT scores, I think.
Oh, or something oh I didn't like know that. About that.
Yeah.
But it's probably like real, too.
Yeah. So... Yeah, they got caught, and now, like, everyone's going to jail, and everyone's making fun of them because it's so funny. So, you know, people really be out here faking their way into college.
Hey, who?
I don't know who.
Olivia Jade.
Olivia Jade?
No, she didn't pay anything. Hers is, like, a different okay. scandal.
What's her scandal? Isn't her scandal just that, like, she doesn't like school?
Yeah.
I mean,
what?
Like, no, that she just wants to.
How's that a scandal?
She's just like, oh, I don't really want to go to school. I just want to party and have fun.
Yeah. I mean...
You should, like, for the experience.
I don't think she should get, like, that much hate for it.
Yeah, like, I feel like everybody...
Like, sure, you can disagree with, like...
Yeah.
You should go for education
mm-hmm.
purposes. But, like, if she chooses to go for, like, to party and stuff, then that's her
She's
choice.
She's getting hate because of the privilege she has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that think that, but then they're not getting the same hate because they're not as popular.
Yeah.
Or famous.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's what happens when you become a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, haters.
Attacked for everything. But I don't know, man. Do you guys want to go to college?
Yeah.
For
yeah.
the learning or the experience?
Experience,
both.
Of course. Both? Yeah, both.
I'm leaning more towards the experience.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Isaac?
Both.
You lean towards both?
Yeah, I want to learn.
Half and half.
Half and half.
50-50?
Yes.
Like the coffee I made you guys?
It was more like 60-45.
Okay,
I feel like...
60-45.
Yeah, I need to go.
It's
spring break.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty lenient towards both. Maybe a little learning more. Like a 60-40.
I could
say
that.
Like a 60-40.
What would you learn in college, like for you?
Business.
Oh.
Business, marketing, and digital design.
Wow.
Oh, that makes sense.
You already
I have
know.
No idea. Like, I haven't absolutely
Yeah, do you guys know
no
what you
idea.
Want to study?
No.
No?
No.
Do any of you know?
No, I don't know at all.
Mark?
I was thinking... of being a bio major?
Like, of course, everybody obvious, right? wants to go into like the medical field, but I don't know if that's really what I want to do.
I don't
want to
go into the medical
field. I don't either.
I was thinking that for the longest time, but then I took this really long, warm shower, and I was thinking, like, what if I became an accountant?
I thought about that too, because it seems like not that hard.
Yeah, right.
Me, oh my god!
Because and that's another controversial like, topic. Like, are you gonna do a job just because it's not that hard? Or
what's an accountant?
It's like money.
Yeah,
money just, and math.
Yeah, exactly.
You just keep.
I love math. Yep, I love math. Like, I can like manage some people. Like,
and I love money.
And money, like dinero.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Cool. But is that really what you want to do for the rest of your life?
I mean, I like math.
You like math?
Yeah.
But do you like it that much?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Math major.
Yeah, math's fun.
What about you, Thomas? What are you interested in?
Nothing. I'm just kidding. I mean...
You need some seasoning, okay, my guy.
I'm sorry.
Come on. You do need some seasoning.
I mean, well, I'm kind of interested in English.
Oh, English? So, kinda. Like writing?
Sure. A journalist?
Yeah,
you used to be a writer in, like, 7th grade, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Didn't you do poetry or something?
Poetry? No, I'm not really interested in poetry. But I kind of like art and photography. You know, like the visual arts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of interested in that. So I might go to an art school. Maybe not.
Like for drawing or for photography?
Photography.
Oh, so you like take
But
pictures?
I can also learn more as I go, you know?
You want to be like a photographer then?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
You could see that, like a fashion photographer.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm just like, ooh, I want a model, but I'm too short to be one, so it can't happen.
Mm. Well, grow taller then.
Oh wow, thank you.
You could be
what?
You could be a media influencer.
Social media influencer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that really a job, or is that really luck?
It could be a job if you have enough followers.
Yeah.
You gotta be, that's like,
it's a job.
It's an actual commitment though. Like, you can't just be like, if I just post a few photos, I'll just become one. Yeah. Like, if you're serious about wanting that to be your career, you gotta like hustle.
Yeah.
Hustle.
I mean, yeah, that's true. Cause I do post, like, cause I do care about my feed, but I never really looked at it as like a career. It was more like a hobby, you know? Like, taking photos, looking nice. That's like a hobby.
Yeah. Oh. Because I know this one Instagram person, his name is Food with Michael, and he just basically just posts food. Mm-hmm. So he's like a food Instagram.
Oh.
Right. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I come a lot. Like, I used to follow so many of them back in, like, sixth grade. But, yeah.
Like, and he makes a living off of that.
They make, like, they travel the world.
Yeah,
like, to try
it's
the
like
food,
fun.
And they take really nice photos, and I don't know. Seems like a pretty cool job. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm kind of interested in business, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of business?
Yeah, like what? Yeah.
Like, in the fashion industry.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm interested in
making
that.
Your own clothesline or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Being a designer and stuff. Like, that kind of intrigues
me. Like, owning a business is so cool.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Right? It seems
You're
so cool.
You're the CEO.
You're your own boss.
I think
you
it'll be like a game, honestly. Isaac, what do you want to study? Or what are you interested in?
When I was younger, I wanted to do something with space.
Oh.
No, but like now, like being a chef seems so cool.
A chef.
Like, how do you get up there?
By cooking.
Like, Gordon Ramsay, how do you get up there?
By cooking, being a good cook. Mm-hmm. Like, you just open your restaurant.
His is also like business, like has business.
Yeah. He's a reality star, that's why.
Yeah.
But you start off small. Like, I don't know, like work at a regular restaurant and like just learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he started off like washing dishes and stuff.
Mm.
So it's like a long journey, but eventually it could pay off.
How about you, Gael? What are you interested
in? I like business. Business, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of things I want to do. So I have to like really narrow it down. But I think I really want to do something with like fashion and stuff. I think that's really cool. Like either designing it or managing it. But I want to do something in the business side for sure. And then I also want to do something that involves like creating stuff. So like digital design, just so I can learn to draw and like create stuff online. So then I could like actually put my ideas into like the world, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'd say business and like digital design is like what I'm most interested in. But as I always say, like, everyone always asks me, like, what do you want to do when you grow up? I'm like, oh, what's your career? I'm like, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur. They're like, oh, and like, start your own business. I'm like, yes. And they're like, what kind of business? But I don't know. I don't really know exactly like one business, because it's not like I have a set business plan. It's just like, over the course of your life, you just kind of think of something that's like, oh, that would be like a good project or something to build. So that's why, like, when someone asks me like, oh, what kind of business, I just say like a clothing store, because it's like the easiest thing that I can think of. Also, I'm sick right now, so if I sound like constipated, that's why. Oh. Kayla, what do you want to be?
I don't know yet. It's either like business or like in the medical field, like everybody else.
The medical? Do you really want to do that? Yeah. Now? Or is it just because, well, like, it's
no?
Like,
I thought easy. About being like an OBGYN.
What's that?
And they're like,
yeah, what is that?
They're like the ones that like they do the ultrasound for like pregnant women, and then they like deliver the baby. Because I love babies, you know, it's like so cute. But they're like basically surgeons. That's like a lot of work. Yeah, they are.
Ooh.
That's hard. I know.
So like the same education, same route and all that.
Yeah. Dude, and I don't want to seem like pessimistic, but I think that's unrealistic. Really? You know?
If you if you don't become a surgeon, you could be a chem teacher.
Oh my god. No. And then business, like, yeah, be an owner or something. I don't know what though.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole business thing, like, yeah, I don't think it's like you're supposed to have an answer, like, what kind of business? It's just, like, over time, you want to start, like, a donut shop, a boba shop, maybe a clothing brand. You never know. It's anything you want to do. But, I mean, do you know, like, what college you guys want to go to?
Like, I have what's a your few dream in school? Mind.
What's, like, your top college that you, like, really wish you could get in?
I don't have just one.
Really? What's one of them?
UCSD.
UCSD, why?
I don't know. Okay, oh, I went on a field trip there and I like stayed overnight and it was really nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's that at? What's the full name?
University of California, San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
And it's so nice over there.
Oh, like the San area? Diego.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. And so I like it. And it's close to home.
It's expensive though, right? San Diego?
Yes.
It's an expensive city. What about you, Mark?
UCI.
UCI, why?
Yeah. It's close. So, like, I could just commute, so I don't have to live there.
And plus, I could still live.
Huh?
There's ABGs.
Okay, UCI. I was getting there. I was getting there. But, yeah, I could just live with my mom, help her with some stuff, my grandmother, if I need to. And just the ABGs, yeah, the Asians. There's a lot of Asians there.
Imagine going to a college for the Asians. Oh, Thomas, what's your choice?
I haven't really like looked into it, but I know like if I wanted to go to art school, there's like Rhode Island School of Design, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like,
is Rhode Island a really good school?
Yeah. I think it's like a really, really good art school.
But you really don't want.
I really don't know, you know? Like, I'm clueless.
Yeah. Isaac. The top choice.
There's so many.
Yeah, there is.
Like, realistic or?
No, like your dream school. Like,
my dream school? I think MIT is really cool.
MIT, you'd want to go there?
Yeah, I'd want to go there. But it's so hard to get in.
Yeah, it's scary. Really hard. You got to be good at, like, math, right?
Because it's all STEM. Engineering, right?
Yeah. That'd be too hard.
What is it?
Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Oh. Yeah, and it's so nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What college would be my dream one? Oh, there's so many.
I thought you said you liked UCLA.
Yeah, but like in dream school, like I really want to go. I think it would be. Oh man, I think Harvard, and then Stanford, and then UCLA.
Just a good school.
Very bold of me. Very bold.
Hey, why Harvard?
Because there's so many smart people there, and like I just find
you just want to meet them.
So fascinating, like being surrounded by like everyone being so smart. Yeah, like that's so cool to me. Like knowing everyone there is like so smart. Like you'll learn so much. That's really interesting to me. And then Stanford, because it's a good business school. I think it's one of the best business schools there is, and it's right next to Silicon Valley, which is basically where all the entrepreneurs are. And UCLA, because I like the campus, the area, and they have a really good tennis team. And I think Stanford has a really good one too. But yeah, those are the schools that I kind of want to get into. You know, you think you have a chance at like getting into your top school?
That's hard.
I mean, I hope so.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Isn't like Harvard like less than 5%?
Harvard is 6%. The lowest Stanford with 5%. No, the lowest in the world is this this school in New York that's for music. It's at 4.1.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you know, I was doing so much research on like Ivy League schools, and you know how everyone always tells you to be well rounded and stuff?
What do you mean?
Like if you want to get into like a good college, just be well rounded.
Like in grades or
yeah, like grades, extracurriculars, and it's like just be a well rounded student. But I was looking into it, and like everyone says to have like a spike in an area.
You excel in like one thing, right?
Yeah. Have you guys like learned about that?
Yeah.
I literally saw that article.
Which one?
The one you saw.
I don't know. I don't think so. Which one is it?
Literally the first one that shows up.
What is it about?
Literally everything you just said.
Wait, what article?
I don't know.
what's happening?
Yeah, what's happening? I don't know. Maybe, but. Yeah, I was looking into it, and it's all about having that one spike. So, especially to all the freshmen, like, I don't think you should join, like, every single club and try to, like, do as many, like, extracurriculars as possible and, like,
Just do the ones that interest you.
Do, like, let's say you want to, like, major in math or in business, you know? Like, if you want to study business, like... It doesn't, like, why would you join art club and dance club and do community service for a restaurant? Like, it would look better, especially to, like, Ivy League schools, to be, like, really good at, like, in, like, a business club or in, like, something that's related to what you want to do, right? Because you know how Ivy League schools have you, like, write essays and stuff on the application?
Oh, yeah.
Short answer questions. And like
isn't that every school?
Is it every school?
Yes.
Every school, right?
You have
right?
to write personal statement, right?
Yes.
Personal statement, is that what it's called?
Yeah, and everybody says, like, oh, that's the time to, like, really show what you
yeah.
have.
Yeah. So, I was, like, looking at some essays that people wrote, and they basically just tie it all into, like, they choose, like, three passions they have in life, you know? So, like, some are, like, to share, excel, or something like that, right? But you find three passions... And then you try to, like, build all your achievements and fit it all into, like, those three areas. So I thought that was really interesting and stuff. So, I don't know, man. Colleges seem hard. Like, I see all these videos of people getting accepted into, like, colleges and then getting rejected. And I saw this one dude that got accepted into, like, 9 out of 10 colleges. Like, and they were all, like, Ivy League schools, too. He got accepted, like, Stanford, UCLA, Penn. Brown, I think. It was so interesting to see.
That put everything into perspective.
Like, why? What happened?
Oh, nothing. It's just like there's like so many smart people out there, and just like
right. Would you guys take a gap year?
What's that? Oh, like.
Well, it depends. Like going into college, or like I'm already in college.
What's a gap
after
year?
High school? You take after high school, you take a year off, and then you go to college.
No, that's dangerous.
Why?
If you take that gap year, you can get comfortable and be like, oh, well, now I don't want to go. Because you see, if you go like right away, like you don't have really time to think like, okay.
You're still on the high school grad.
Exactly. You're already accustomed to like the schoolwork and everything. But if you take a gap year, I feel like you'll get too comfortable.
Why do people do that?
Just to see, like, take a break after like 16, 17 years of school.
But see, there's also that, like, we deserve a break.
Right? But
it's hard. I don't know.
I was looking at this video of this one dude, and he was talking about him taking a gap year, and he was like, he felt depressed because he realized he has like so much free time, like he doesn't know what to do with so much free time. And since all his friends are like in college basically, Like, he doesn't even get to talk to people because, like, everyone's busy. Everyone's doing their own thing. So it's just, like, him alone. Damn. Like, for a full year.
That's why you need to set, like, goals for yourself.
Exactly. And then people fall into the mentality of, like, always having to do something productive or else, like, you feel bad about yourself.
That's true.
The high school mentality. Would you take a gap year, Isaac?
No, that's just a waste of time, especially when you're young.
Really?
You'd be going to college, Kyle.
You could be, like, starting traveling. Your own business.
Yeah, I was thinking traveling.
Okay,
yeah,
but me too. Business, and you're being productive.
Yeah.
It's like, is gap year just from college or, like, from being productive at all?
It's just from break from school.
Well, if you're starting your own business, then I don't think it's really a waste.
Yeah. Depends what you do with it.
That's interesting. A gap year. Because mm-hmm. I was just thinking, like, what I would do.
So what would you do?
For a gap year? Like, travel. That would be a huge part of a gap year. Mm. Like, that would be, like, the reason why. I can't think of any other reason.
Got the money, though?
Exactly. Yeah. There's that.
No, because you know how, like, there's that gap between, like, after high school and then going into college?
Yeah.
You can just travel in between that. That's what Mr. V said.
How long is that?
I don't know. A few months.
Oh.
That's enough time.
That's true. That's enough time. Thomas, would you do it?
Maybe. I don't know. I really don't have any clue about all this college stuff. Like,
why?
I don't know if I should take a gap year or not, and I should go travel, or if I'm even gonna go to college. Like, that's the problem. Like, I just don't know.
Dude, we have 2 years of high school left.
I know.
And then we're like on our own.
I know.
Like, I want to be a teenager forever. What the heck?
No. But you have to.
Right?
You're forced to.
We're gonna grow up. We're gonna be in our 20s.
Honestly, I'm kind of excited for it.
I'm excited, but at the same time, like,
scared.
What if I fail?
Oh,
yeah,
that's like, true.
I'm just a normal person in the middle, like in a normal, like probably like lower class neighborhood, mm-hmm. with like my red truck, my white van.
Oh man,
I can't do B.
That would suck.
Yeah,
that would suck. But I guess you just keep going after that. You try to look for opportunities.
Some people don't. That's the scary part. Yeah. They're happy.
That's why it's self-discipline. Yeah.
As long as, like, they're happy, you know? Like, some people, you know, they may not have, like, a house.
Yeah.
Or, like, but, like, they have, like, family and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, honestly, that's all that matters to them. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're happy.
Yeah, yeah. Some people can be happy with that.
Yeah.
Would you?
I don't think I could be happy with that.
Yeah.
Same.
I don't think I could do it.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't. Like, I just be sad. Like, I can't do anything. I can't travel. I can't, like, buy anything.
Mm-hmm. That's all perspective.
That's the scariest thing for you, girl.
Yeah. Of, like, just failing. Like, because that's your whole life. Like, imagine being 50 and just knowing that, like, you didn't do anything.
That's
now you're just going to die in a few more years.
Oh, my God.
It's so scary. God. Like, that's my biggest fear.
You're making me think about it now.
As long as you guys are happy.
Yeah. Like, I always imagine, like, I'll be, like, a 70-year-old. I'll be, like, in an average house. Like, there'll be, like, a mess. It'll be, like, this ugly yellow sunlight coming in. And I'm just sitting there thinking about when I was 15 years old. And I thought
you could have done
so much. But I ended up doing nothing. And now I'm just going to die.
Well, that fear will push you to, like,
exactly.
not fail.
Mm-hmm. So and, like, if anything... Like, you could just work at a regular, like, fast food chain restaurant, like, at McDonald's. And then maybe, like, just grow from there. Like, get promotions. Maybe go to assistant manager, then manager.
But if he does that, he's settling.
Yeah.
Do you want to settle?
No.
No.
Wait, what do you mean settle?
Always be
like
closing.
He's not going to strive for more.
That's if, like, worst case scenario, like, hits you, though. Like, if you do fail.
Yeah.
Like, there's always other backup plans. There's always, like.
You always go up.
Uh-huh.
There's a certain
point. Like, you should always try your best to your capabilities of what you can do.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, that's why I'm not really, like, scared of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that I could always, like, do something else.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. I just hope I do well. After high school, like, are you guys going straight to college?
We can go straight to college.
But, yeah, but, like, you know.
I don't know yet.
You don't know.
I'm pretty sure, though.
You're pretty sure?
Depends, like, what I get accepted to.
I know, yeah, yeah.
But wait, like, what do you mean? Depends where?
Like,
Imagine not getting accepted to any colleges.
Yeah, that's...
No, that's why you have to make sure to apply to colleges that you know you will get in. Mm-hmm. Like your backup schools.
Like, imagine applying to, like, the one you didn't like, but you just had as your backup. Like, it hurts.
It does.
Like, where, like, it just brings down your motivation.
Now you have to be there for 4 years.
Instead. Well, you don't have to. Well, you can always wait another year, I guess.
Hello, guys. We're back. We took, like, a 5-minute break, so I don't know where we left off, but whatever we left off on, think about that for a moment. Anyways, we're going to end it here because Mark has to go to his volleyball practice. So, any announcements?
I do.
Oh,
I
have an again, Mark.
All right.
So, this is one thing.
Right.
Right.
On this day... Okay. On the day we're recording this podcast, okay. March 14th, 2019,
okay.
It's Pi Day 3.14.
That's your announcement.
Yay!
Pi Day! It's Pi Day!
Mark.
3.14.
Mark hyped this up.
On a scale of 1 to 10, a 9.
He
now I know I can't take it seriously.
Yeah. Ah, what?
Your ratings?
3.14 Pi Day.
Yeah, I thought you were going to hit us with something good. Yeah.
Like what?
Something exciting.
Something not juicy. Like Pi Day? Pi Day like is important.
You remember
the most?
Juicy.
I was going to just for that fucking pie.
All right. So, thank you guys for listening. Follow us on Instagram, teenage_therapy, all that good stuff. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.